Shvi'is Perek Aleph Halacha Vav. In the previous halacha, in Halacha Hey, we had learned that there's a special kula for Esra Netiyas. We have a field that has 10 saplings and 10 small trees in the Netiyas. Then you could be chayrish, you could plow all the way until Rosh Hashanah if the field was made correctly. So now the Mishnah tells us that those is not going to talk about whether they have to all be Netiyas. It will have to be these small sapling trees that are recently planted. The Mishnah says like this: Hanatias la'diluin mitstarfim l'toch beisah. You don't. The Tanakh says you don't just have to have Netiyas growing small trees, but even if some of the things that were planted there were diluin, which is a kind of gourd, which is really not a tree, but it's really a very large vegetable, a plant that's a vegetable plant, which is very large. It's similar to a tree. So if you have Netiyas and diluin mitstarfim l'toch beisah, the two of them together can make a beisah. So if you had 6 Netiyas and you had 4 diluin, then together we have 10 sort of trees, and those are good enough to make it be considered a field of Esra Netiyas, and you could take care of it until Rosh Hashanah. Rav Shimon is even more makel. He says even more that asori diluin l'toch beisah chorshon kol beisah Rosh Hashanah. Even if there weren't any Netiyas, the Tanakh commented there have to be some Netiyas and some diluin together. They can make up a field of Esra Netiyas. Rav Shimon Gamliel says even if the 10 plants that are there are all diluin, that also is considered a sada of Esra Netiyas, and you could plow the field all the way to Rosh Hashanah. Now the Mishnah continues. In these two Mishnahs, I talked about this thing called Netiyas. So the Mishnah says, Ad Emos HaNikru Netiyas. From when that a tree is planted till how long is it considered a Netiya? It is still a young tree before it becomes an Elon or a Zakena, an older tree. So Rav Lezer ben Azariah Emer, he says, Ad Shehulu, until it becomes Chulun, which means to say is that for the first 3 years that a tree is planted, any fruit that grows on there is arwa. You now eat it. It's also b'achila. It's also b'ano. So for those first 3 years, you're not allowed. It's for sure also. In the fourth year, you're supposed to eat those fruits in Yerushalayim. It's called ravai, and or you could be paid to them and eat the fruits at home and use the money in Yerushalayim. And then in the fifth year, the fruits are completely chulun. So the Mishnah says, Rav Lezer ben Azariah says, until achi chulun, until it becomes chulun. The Gemara and the Yerushalayim is going to talk about when we get to the Gemara as to whether that means the fourth year or the fifth year. Because in the fourth year, you could already begin to eat. It's not also to eat, but you have to be pointed first if you want to eat it. And the fifth year, you completely eat it. That's what Yerushalayim is going to talk about that. So Rav Lezer ben Azariah says it's achi chulun. Rav Yeshua Emer Basheva Shan. Until the tree is 7 years old, it's considered a Netiya, a young tree. Rabbi Kiva Emer, the Elon, when we're looking at a tree and we're trying to decide whether it's a young tree or a Netiya or an old tree, what we do is Netiya Kishma. We treat a Netiya like its name. That Wamshad is, that is to say, as long as people call it a Netiya. So Wamshad is literally goes by what people call it. And another Pshad is that for the first year, people would say it was just planted and therefore it's a Netiya. So he holds that it's for the shortest amount of time that it's a Netiya. Now the Mishnah ends off and says, Elon shenigmam v'hoitzi chalipin, a tree that was cut down, it was cut to its stump, v'hoitzi chalipin, and now new shoots began to grow out from the stump that had been left. So the din is like this: mitevach ulamatan kinetia. Any shoots that grow out from a tevach and below, a tevach is a couple of inches, 3-4 inches. So anything that grows within that small amount from the ground up to one tevach high is considered a netiya. That's a young tree. It's a new tree growing out. Mitevach ulamatan kinetia. If it grows out from a tevach and higher, from higher than a tevach, that's considered to be growing from the old tree, and that's ki'ila, means it takes on the years of the old tree, and if the old tree is an old tree or partially an old tree, then it's considered like an old tree. This is what Rabbi Shimon says, that what you do with a tree that had been cut down and now starting to regrow, when do you treat it like an old tree, and when do you treat it like a new tree? So now the Yerushalmi begins. Hanatiyas v'hadiluin, the Mishnah had said that if you get, the Tanakhama had said if you have a mixture of Hanatiyas and diluin, then it could count as a tree. And the Yerushalmi says, it only works, according to the Tanakhama, if there are more Netiyas, more young trees, than diluin. But if there are more diluin than Netiyas, then that doesn't count. So as we had said in the Mishnah, the example is, if there are 6 Netiyas and 4 diluin, that could count as a field of 10 Netiyas, and you could plant to Rosh Hashanah. Had it been the other way around, had there been 6 diluin and 4 Netiyas, that does not count. And we're going to see in the Gemara coming up that really what this means is, when it says there should be more netiyas than dibulin, that means to say is the type of tree that there is the most of is the netiyas. So if there are four netiyas and 60 dibulin, that's no good. But if there are four netiyas, we're going to see an example in a second, there are four netiyas and three of two types of dibulin, so there are more netiyas than anything else, that's also considered to be that there's more netiyas than dibulin. Because there's four netiyas, three of one kind of dibulin, three of a different kind, that's still the most that there is netiyas, and that's considered a field of netiyas, and according to Tan Kama, you can keep planting it. Now the Yerushalmi continues. So Hananya, Breder Hillel, Rochanan ben Hillel said the following, boy, he asked, and as we had seen in earlier Yerushalmi, the word boy doesn't mean ask like we say in Bavli, it means he like makes a point, like, it seems as the following, loy mistaver ela b'dalas yivonis, is a missing word to say ela, loy mistaver ela b'dalas yivonis, it makes sense that the only time that a diluin count towards a tree, so when you use a dalas yivonis, that's a larger kind of dalas. When it says that, when it says diluin, it means this larger kind. But if it would be a smaller dalas, a smaller type of gourd, then it would not count toward being a tree. Okay. So fact number one, hey, say Ramana. Ramana is a question. For Hatani, but we have a brisa that says shloisha kishuin v'shloisha diluin for arban tias. If you have a field that has three kishuin, now the kishuin we translate as cucumbers, and also in the Mishnah is that means it's a dalas mitzvah, a small kind of dalas. Ushosha diluin, three of the larger diluin, the arba netiyas, and we had four netiyas, mitzdarfim v'chorshim kol beis ha'chilon. So the Yerushalmi said, the Braisa said is, if you have that, you can chorish the whole field. Now, in that field, they're not only dalas yivonis, because there's three dalas yivonis, but there's also three kishum, which are small diluin, three small gourds. So how could it, if you say that you have to have the last yivonis, that's not like this brisa. So the Rishonim says like this: La'asya dela as dela el alseva. This member that Rav Hananya said, it was a mistake. It's not going on the beginning of the mission. The Tanna Kamma who said that you could have some netiyas and some diluin. Rather, it's going on the same, which is what Rav Shimon going under the Mishnah said. Rav Shimon says, "Asar diluim lebeisar harshin kol beisar arba shoshana." Rav Shimon had said that if you have even 10 diluim, you could plow the field all the way to Rosh Hashanah. You don't need to have any netiyas. Alea Rav Hananya Breder Hillel boy lo misar b'dlas yivonis. On that point, he had said this that Rav Shimon was mekel. You don't even have to have any netiyas, and you could just have 10 diluin, that was only talking about when we had the last yivonis, which is more similar to a tree. But, and so that's what Rav Hananya said to explain Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. But the Tanakama who had said that you have to have netiyas and diluin, that Tanakama would agree that even if you didn't have the last yivonis, even if you had a small dalas, that would be good enough, and you'd be allowed to be chorosh also. So, as we had mentioned, in this brisa that the Gemara mentioned in passing, this shloshe kishuin, shloshe diluin, and arba netiyas, there in that case, there are only four netiyas, and there are six other plants. Yet in that case, it would count as a field of 10 netiyas. So the Mepharshim explained, even though there are, in total, there are more diluin than there are netiyas, but there are more netiyas than anything else, and therefore, that's considered to be, there are more netiyas. When Yerushalmi had started off saying the ancient netiyas rabbis of the Lord, it just means is that there should be more netiyas than anything else, not that there has to be more than 50% netiyas. Now the Yerushalmi continues. Ad emesai nikum netiyas. Until what age is getting netiyas? And the Tanna Kamma had said, mahu? So the Tanna Kamma had said, until they start becoming chulin, that they're out of the dinim of Arwa. So the Yerushalmi is, Ma, what's the dinim of Arwa? What does it mean when it says until they become chulin? Does it mean achi yiftu? Does it mean until they become to the year that you could be poided, which is to say until the fourth year? In the fourth year, you could already begin to eat it. That's when it's not considered natiya anymore. Or achi yasu chulin me'alehim. Or does it, you have to wait until the fifth year when it becomes chulin completely, automatically by itself it becomes chulin because then there's no din even to revive. So that's Yerushalmi's question. So Rav Abba, by Yaakov, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, this person says, You could figure out from our Mishnah that it has to be until they become chulin by themselves. Not in the fourth year, but in the fifth year. How do we know? Ask Rabbi Yeshua. And it goes like Rabbi Yeshua knows. I can figure out what the first person said, what the Tanakhama had said, what Rabbi Lazer Ben Yaakov Ben Azari had said, is I can figure that out from Rabbi Yeshua. Why? Because Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah says it goes till the seventh year. But Kidetanya, because really there's a Tesefta that says Rabbi Yeshua, and the Gemara here is going to paraphrase what that Tesefta said. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, after Amru, Benois Chomish, Benois Shesh, Benois Sheva. Rabbi Yeshua, now Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah says it takes 7 years, but Rabbi Yeshua says in the Tesefta that it there's for some trees it's the fifth year, the sixth year, or the seventh year. And so what does that mean? What that means is Ella, the Gefanim, Benois Chomish, a vineyard, a grape tree that you can is considered in a tier, not in a tier after 5 years, in the fifth year. But Te'enim b'nai Shesh, a fig tree in the sixth year, and Bezesim b'nai Sheva, and Alfi's in the seventh year. So he explained that that's what he meant. So that means when Rabbi Yeshua holds that there are different amounts for different trees, five in the fifth year, the sixth year, or the seventh year. And when Rabbi Yeshua says in our mission that's in the seventh year, he means to say it's even in the seventh year. So what did he mean? That means to say is, if he heard from Blezim and Isaiah, who said, Achi Chulu, he was saying the shortest amount. And to that he was saying, I agree with you that the shortest amount, that for many trees, it's in the fifth year, like I say, but you should know there are some trees that it goes even as far as the seventh year. So we could see from Rabbi Yeshua that Rabbi Yeshua, who's arguing in the etzim, he agrees to what Blezim and Isaiah says, that it's until, that Achi Chulu. Rabbi Yosef Messiah says that Shehulu, and he called that the fifth year. Here, Rabbi Yeshua called that the fifth year. So you see that the Achi Yehulu of Rabbi Yosef Messiah means until the fifth year. And Rabbi Yeshua is agreeing that in general, that's true, that it goes to the fifth year. And that's what he says for many trees. But he says it should be the seventh year. Basheva shall mean that there are some that go even as far as the seventh year. That's for certain trees, for Te'enim and for Zaysim. But otherwise, he's agreeing. And from that, we could see what Rabbi Elazar held, it's until the beginning of the fifth year. So Achi Hulu, now the Gemara is coming out, but Achi Hulu means until they become Hulun by themselves. So now the Gemara is a kasha on this member that we just said for Rabbi Yeshua, that Te'enim are in when they're in the sixth year. So, and what would be the reason for that? How would we understand why it would be in the sixth year? It's because they stay weak, they stay in the teeth, they stay like young trees until a little later. They're not as strong and as healthy as other trees. So most trees are, after 5 years, are considered to be not in the teeth anymore, they're not young. But the te'ena takes the 6 years. So frankly, so the Rishonim say this. But we see this growth of a te'ena tree, a fig tree, asi bepuri, that it begins to have leaves starting in Purim. That is to say, most trees lose their leaves during the winter, and the fig tree starts getting its leaves back already in Purim, which is it's still the end of the winter. That is to say, we see the fact that in Purim time it's already getting its leaves back tells us that this is a very strong tree, a vibrant tree, because if fig trees get their leaves back so early, they must be stronger trees. So why is it that of all trees, the fig tree is the one that you wait until the sixth year, and all other trees are in the fifth year? It would seem that it should be an extra strong tree. It should not be the one that has to wait for longer. So the Gemara answers, there's two ways to read this Gemara. The way we have it is Amar Reb Yudin by Tarfon. Reb Yudin, the son of Tarfon, said, La'ovia, the other way of reading it, we'll say that in a second. So he says, La'ovia, when there are two ways that fig trees grow. When it's La'ovia, when it grows wide, instead, as the tree is growing, it gets fat, it's getting extra wide. Such a tree is the strong type of tree. That's the tree that has leaves very early, even from Purim. And that tree, Taka, even in the fifth year, would not be considered a young tree. But when we say that a fig tree goes until the sixth year, that's a tree that grows tall. Instead of growing wide, it grows tall. That tree is a tree that's not as strong as other trees. It does not get its leaves early, and it it's considered a tiyun until the sixth year. Okay, the other gear source says that Amar Yudin, Rabbi Yudin said, Bar tarfin la'ovia, when it begins to have tarfin, it's an Aramaic word for leaves, la'ovia, the one that has the leaves is the one that gets thick. But it's the same, this pshat is the same. Okay, now the Yerushalmi says one last point, and that is as follows. Rabbi Shimon of our Mishnah, in our Mishnah, at the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon had said that if a tree, when a tree gets cut down, anything that grows out of the bottom tefach, if you cut the tree down to its stump, anything that grows out of the bottom tefach is considered to be a new tree. It's a netiyah, and you can plant, if you have 10 of them, you can plow it up to Rosh Hashanah. So the Yerushalmi says, Reb Shimon of our Mishnah, and Reb Leizer ben Yaakov, who we're about to quote, Shneim Amr Gavrecha, they both said, made a same point. Really, the Yerushalmi says they made a similar point. That what? The Amr Shul Bar Nachman. Reb Shul Bar Nachman says that Reb Yerushalmi, Reb Shimon Leizer ben Yaakov, says the following statement. And this is not talking about Shvius. It says as follows. Hagoyim is Karmoy. If a person cuts down his vineyard, he cuts all the trees, all the vines, and he cuts them down till they're a stump. If he cuts the trees down so low that they're now shorter, that the stump is less than a tefach high, so then those trees, when they regrow, are chayv and arla, meaning they start their 3-year count of arla again. Why they maras ayin? Because it doesn't look right. Which is to say, when the tree was cut down to a stump that's so short it's less than a tefach, people don't notice that anymore, and to them it looks like this is a brand new tree. So even though the tree may have been 5 years old beforehand, when you cut it down to such a small stump, you leave just a tefach, what's going to grow for the next 3 years, people look at it as if it's a new tree, and therefore it has the din of arla for those first 3 years. It's a drabbana and it's a gzera, because it looks neymar zayin. So this Reb Leizer ben Yaakov, who said that a tree that grows from under a tefach, from out of the stump, looks like a new tree, is the same idea that Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah said, which is that a tree what grows out from the bottom, from a tefach, from the bottom tefach, is considered a tea. It's like a new tree with Indian trees. Now, so they're making a similar point, and that's what the Gemara meant to say. Now, they're not making the same point at all, because Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah said that really he says it even l'kula. He's saying is that that's considered to be a Natiya, and you could plow all the way to Rosh Hashanah. That's a kula. Reb Leizer ben Yaakov is saying a chumra. He's saying is that you should be, because of Maaseh Ayin, you should be extra careful and not and consider it as if it's only for the first 3 years. So Reb Leizer ben Yaakov and Reb Shimon are not saying exactly the same thing, but it has a similar ring to it, which is that for the bottom, they're saying is that something that grows from the bottom tefach appears to be a new tree. Our Mishnah is saying it. You have to be therefore be makel and plow up to Rosh Hashanah. And Blazim Yaakov said you have to be machman and give it the dinam of arla. That was what. So in this, remember that we're saying that's what Blazim Yaakov says. But the Chachamim say Achiyugum Miim Haaretz. You do not have to recount the years of arla until you cut the stump down all the way down to the ground. That is to say, if there's any little bit left above the ground, then the stump is considered, the tree is still considered to be alive, and if it was the amount of years it had from all beforehand, continue to count for the new branches that grow out.